everybody knows, living costs have gone up and our running costs have gone up dramatically as well. Fuel has stayed the same, which is a big one for us. There's been no increase in fuel really in the last 12 months. It sort of goes up and down, fluctuates by a few pence, but it's roughly the same as it was. Insurance for some drivers has actually gone up by 30%. There are less insurance companies wanting to insure taxis or willing to insure taxis. And it's getting harder to find policies. So we have had increases and maintenance costs have gone up as well. But we did want at this time to pass our extra costs onto the general public. We want to encourage the general public to carry on using taxis. And we decided that we would prefer to take the hit ourselves rather than pass it on.
Last year, they did introduce the increase. Did you find that people were more inclined to take maybe public transport as opposed to a taxi?
I think last year everybody understood why we needed an increase. It had been, I think, 3 years since we had an increase. So we'd cushioned the extra costs over a three-year period and we'd had no increase at all. So I think the general public generally understood that. There was a little bit of discussion last year why tariff two was brought forward to 11 o'clock from midnight. What I have to say is it's in certain parts of the UK, I know we're not part of the UK and we have our own systems, but trades like ours are, we draw parallels with the UK. Certain parts of the UK, tariff two cuts in at 10 o'clock at night and runs to 8 o'clock in the morning. We felt that it was reasonable to implement that at 11 o'clock at night. And I think on the whole, it's been accepted, and certainly I questioned our drivers when I did this survey, and nobody has felt any negative effects of the tariff two being brought forward. And there's been no more negative comments about that over the last 4 or 5 months.